Patty, you're going to bless us now. The Femme Fort is going to come up and sing.
Okay, where'd she go? Alice. This is the group that whenever Alice had time, which wasn't often enough for us, but when she had time, she would sing with Femme Forte. So we sing with love for you this afternoon. A song, the first song that I think embodies how Alice lives her life, called Take Now My Voice. And then we will launch into some songs from The Sound of Music, because Alice loves musicals. And you'll understand why we're singing the ones we sing after you hear them. We love you.
Oh, I'm Troy George, Chair of Staff Parish, and it's a privilege to have the opportunity to be a part of this presentation, this celebration of Alice and her 8 years here. 8 years?
Almost.
Coming up on eight, since 2006. So, to be able to celebrate her time as a pastor of Christian Formation here at First United Methodist. We all have tons and tons of memories and wonderful memories of Alice. Hopefully, we're all sharing them and talking about them. Personally, I just wanted to share quickly that Alice was a big part of our introduction, my family's introduction to First United Methodist, and my wife's eventual baptism. And for that, I'll be forever grateful. So thank you, Alice. So in preparing to make a presentation, I thought, you know, maybe I'll go and talk a little bit about Alice's superior academic credentials that set her up for success here at First United Methodist. She was UNC Greensboro, UNC, University of Pittsburgh, Wesley Seminary. And then I realized William and Carl and everyone else might get upset because of Duke Divinity School. So I didn't want to slam that. So didn't want to go that direction, even though I just did. And then I was going to talk a little bit about Sophia Grace, but she's already stole the show. No reason to mention anything about that. So this morning when I heard Patty and Alice singing, they sang, remember? Great is the Lord. And that's when it hit me. I don't need to say anything. She just said it for us. Her service here at First United Methodist Church, her service of the Lord, her relationships with us have all been about celebrating how great is the Lord. And with that, I see that as a wonderful, beautiful, lasting legacy at First United Methodist. That's why everyone is here, and it is that the gift of everyone that we did a love offering based on that legacy. And with that,
you like the speech I wrote for Troy to give just now? I too have been contemplating for some time, like 11 months, what I would say today. Alice came to see me last August, 2 days after David Marlette did, to tell me that she was retiring. It's a personal loss for us. We've known the Kunkas for almost 25 years now, from relationship at another congregation. And so the joy for me in this was I got to be a small part early on of her first call into ministry. And so it's nice to be a part, to be at this end, and to have seen the whole thing unfold. That's a rare gift. The rarer gift is Alice, to all of us. We're giving her one of the Jerry Miller prints of the church. I need to make sure, did we get you one with the new sign on it? No, sorry. It's but the print says to Alice, with gratitude for your leadership, care, and teaching. It's just a few words on the print, but they're the only words we have right now. Thank you doesn't seem to be enough, but thank you is all that we have. There's a memory book as well. That's a surprise to you. We've only announced it every Sunday for the last month. But we've been putting one together for you as well, so that hopefully you'll take a piece of us with you to Greensboro. I don't know how after all this you're going to come to work tomorrow, but I expect you at work tomorrow, 9 o'clock. You are a gift. You've been a gift to First United Methodist Church. You've been a gift to the Sunday school, to the Christian Formation Ministry. You are a gift to a community that otherwise would not be noticed by most people in this place. And you have been a personal gift to Mary Ellen and me, you and Bob have, and I am grateful for that, and we are grateful for you. We will every day give thanks to God for what you have done here. Martha will come to take your position. Martha will not take your place, nor does she intend to, and you will be missed. And so we wish you and Bob Godspeed.
Goodness. Wow. How do you say thanks? How do you sum up 7 years of growing and loving and being with family, and that's what you all are to me. I've just never experienced anything like this in my life, and it really does make me want to change my mind, but no. But really, each of you does hold this very special place in my life. I mean, I look around this room and I see faces and I remember conversations and emotions and the love of God that I've shared and been privileged to share with so many of you here, with each one of you here. And that is a gift that I will treasure and carry in my heart. It's good because, you know, we've got so many things we're carrying with us to Greensboro that weigh a lot. You know, that we've got lots of poundage we're taking with us to Greensboro. We're trying to downsize, but, you know, it's been hard. But the great thing is that your love is so free and it doesn't weigh anything. It's great. And it'll be there for me in the days ahead as we make our new way into life in Greensboro. We'll be at Christ United Methodist Church, which is Ben and Jen's and Sophia's church, and we're looking forward to that. But that will carry us in those days when we look back at our time at First Carey with great love, with great reverence for this time together, and with great gratitude and thanksgiving for this time we've shared. Thank you, and bless every one of you.
I told you if we had done this in September, she would have changed her mind. You see?